WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We call these wise conversations around here. Just happen to be drinking out of my wise mug today. So I was supposed to go to Sunbury, Pennsylvania to do the ice cream tour. And I originally wanted to do this in the middle of the crab cake tour in August, but because of National Ice Cream Day and National Ice Cream Month, and I don't need to be, I mean, every day's an ice cream. I'm 365 with ice cream. I can go anytime. We have moved the ice cream tour into August. We're going to be doing it at the end of August. I'm going up to Central Pennsylvania. I'm thinking there could be some pumpkin spice or something like that on the line at this point. Hannah Grotti joins us now from Wise Market. She's usually here giving me some tips, trying to save me some money, making sure I have my password on my Wise Rewards app. So when I go in, I, you know, take care of things. How are you? And you know, listen, I'm not disappointed that I didn't get up there this week. I just figure it's serendipity. It's meant to be that this is going to happen in the middle of the crab cake tour and that there's going to be some crazy peach flavor or pumpkin flavor or something where I'm going to be like a Augustus Gloop and just going to want to jump into the vat.
Yeah, I'm good. But I mean, hey, I mean, we are all a little disappointed, you know, hey, things always pop up too. But I mean, we've been talking nonstop about all of our summer flavors on here. So, you know, obviously pumpkin spice season always kind of starts earlier every year.
Whoa. The 4th of July just happened. Are we allowed to even say this? I mean, can we say the word with the P before like September? I mean, I don't know that you're allowed to.
I mean, I feel like every single year the fall stuff comes in earlier. Like last year they had a bunch of like the fall flavored things out in stores and like, you know, Starbucks had their pumpkin spice latte season back up again in like the middle of August.
Well, right. And pumpkin is one of those things become controversial. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. You either think it's too early or not. I can eat pumpkin pie anytime. I do prefer it right around Thanksgiving with a scoop of whipped cream or whatnot. But I'm thinking if I'm coming up to the factory at the end of August, they're going to be rolling out the September flavors. That's why I just said pumpkin. Doesn't matter to me. I'll eat cherry vanilla, whatever they're putting on the line. But this is summertime. And you want to help me today get ready for the beach, and I appreciate that. So I'm doing mountains and beach. I'm not a mountain guy. I mean, anybody knows me. I'm a beach guy. I've been a beach guy my whole life. Like, I'm seeing Jimmy Buffett this week. I'm a beach guy. I'm an island guy, right? But last year, we went to the mountains. At the end of our crab cake tour, we went out to Deep Creek Lake and we just loved it. So we're starting our tour out there. And I like literally everything you need to pack to the beach, you need to pack when you go to the mountains too, because you have to have food when you're out, right? So all of these sort of preparatory things that I want to be better prepared. First thing's the mosquito repellent. That's the first thing I need to do when I'm going in either direction, honestly, this time of year. But you want to get us ready for some trips here. And we have a big, beautiful cooler. My wife spent a little bit of money on one of those like coolers that has, you know, 3 days we could live out of it because we've been doing this in the back of the car. So you want to fill it up. So give me some tips here on filling it up.
Yeah. So normally like I'm a beach person too. So packing like the cold essentials, you know, for an entire day at the beach is really important. And personally, like for my family, we like to just kind of pack a lunch, kind of save some money. So what we'll normally do is, we like to take, the cold drinks, kind of freeze them sometimes, put them at the bottom of the cooler, and then take maybe some paper towels or maybe bring a dish towel along with you and kind of separate that from the cold drinks. And then that's where you put like your fruit, your snacks, your sandwiches, so things don't get really soggy.
Now I'm writing down for my wife to watch this segment because this is sort of like, this always winds up, we kind of got tired. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes we fly places and whatnot and go to the beach, like in Florida or whatnot. And we got tired of those styrofoam. Well, I know you sell them, you know, the styrofoam coolers, and they're a little messy or whatnot. So my wife went all in, finally, 18 years into our marriage, 19 next week, and got one of those really serious coolers. And it has really changed things. I mean, it's made our drinks much colder. When we've come up to Hershey for concerts, as a great example, right? Like, we're tailgaters. When we go to see Jimmy Buffett down at Merriweather, we bring our cooler, and sometimes we'll stop and, you know, pick up some fried chicken or stop by Wise or get some sandwiches. But a lot of times the drinks are the most important part. I mean, we can pick food up sort of on the way. We'll find a place near where we're, but the drinks have to stay cold and not so messy and not so watery. We were using real ice and it was melting, and you get the plastic bag and you got the styrofoam thing, like all of that. We did a long, long time of that. We're trying to get better. Because it's a mess. Nobody wants to clean that mess up at the end of the night.
Yeah. And I mean, I've always struggled with just like, okay, you need to pack this certain amount of ice packs. And then, oh, don't forget to bring this amount of napkins because, you know, the ice packs melt so quickly. But we've always done the, you know, the frozen water bottles. And then those kind of like sometimes act like the ice packs.
Sure.
Yeah.
See, I never thought about that. And that's, this is, you can't do that with beer. Now, I don't want to tell anybody, don't do it with soda, or, you know, but if you have non-carbonated drinks, Hannah Grotti is here. She's always got Wise tips for us. She's from Wise Market. She helps us out around here getting ready for summertime and getting ready for the beach and getting ready for the mountains, getting ready for the $6 signature crab cake. By the way, I was in Wise at the, I've been doing a lot of yoga lately. So right by our studio over Harford Road, and that Wise had these signature crab cakes that were cooked in the window, and I looked down and like, I eat a lot of crab cakes, Hannah, but it was appealing to me. And I'm like, all right, on day 25 of the tour, we're going to have the signature crab cake. This is also a great time for grilling, right? And corns, tomatoes. We had peaches. My wife got 8 fresh peaches. We're thinking of grilling a peach like they do in the fancy restaurants when we have like a little bit of pork, a little bit of chicken with some grilled peaches. Because there's so much you can do this time of year now that we have a grill and we're outside.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what's nice is that, you know, you can get the produce and also, you know, the main course, the, you know, the beef, the chicken, the pork, the seafood for your grill. And what's nice is that we have, you know, we offer certified Angus beef products as well. You're getting the highest quality, you know, cuts of meat at your local Wise Markets. And what's super cool about, you know, purchasing, you know, these certified Angus, you know, beef items is that you can actually get them custom cut. So, you know, let's say it's just you and your wife, you know, you can actually request, okay, I want this amount just for 2 people. Or if you're having, you know, a staycation this year, you can, you know, request to say like, I want this certain amount. And, you know, it's, you know, simple and easy.
Yeah, I'm not I feel like I'm staycationed because we went to Europe last month and I feel like I haven't been to a beach. And we're going to go to Ocean City very, very briefly on the tour. We're going to spend more time in the mountains because I've spent a lot of time in Ocean City, no offense to Ocean City, but exploring the other parts of the state, using this summer to do that. The staycation part of this is a beautiful thing because there's so many places within an hour or 2 or 3 of home that you can get to, get back, maybe stay a night, glamping. My wife is looking at glamping places now. So, you know, part of that for us is I was getting ready. I want to say this to you because you gave me the grilling thing. You're like, we got your beef, you got your chicken, you got your pork and all that. I had not shish kebabbed. Because we didn't have a grill. I've talked about this. This is where I live. This picture was taken from my home. I lived there for 19 years. We had windows. And windows that cracked about this much where the breeze would come in up on the 23rd floor. So we never had a grill. One of the parts of my wife wanting to move out to where there's green grass and a deck and outdoor space and birds. And she got bird feeders and all that. But part of this was grilling. And shish kebabs, there's only one way to do that. You have to do that on a grill. You don't put those in the oven. And I see them every summer. I picked them up last week. Green peppers, red peppers, little tomato on there. That's what I'm talking about with fresh. When I go to the deli counter, when I go to the meat counter, when I see the seafood over at the Bel Air Road store, I'm about the shish kebabs. I'm about stuff I can put on a grill because I haven't had a grill in 18 years.
I totally understand. And I love the shish kebabs too because you know, it's nice because you get the veggie and the meat, but it's also nice because, you know, my family loves shish kebabs, but we don't like putting it together. So that just
I'm lazy. I agree with that. I don't want to cut things and, you know, especially not like the peppers and stuff. Just put it all on there, bring it home. And the other thing is 1 chicken, 1 beef. You know, we can do 3 different kind of marinades on it. That's where I am in the summertime. And it's more fun. It's more fun to put on the grill that way.
Oh yeah, that's what I do too. And I mean, you know, they really just do the hard part for you. All you have to do is, you know, if you want to buy a marinade or make one your own, that's all you have to do. Just put them on the grill and then, you know, put the marinade on and it's ready in a couple of minutes.
All right. I'm moments away from getting my first yellow, they call them gold, watermelon. That's my thing this time of year. I walked into the Wise the other day and I saw that fresh cut now with the right up on the right side, there was cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon. This is the time of the year for that for me as well.
Yes. And I really love the, you know, the freshly cut fruits and veggies because they're nice for a snack for the road, or, you know, if you're going camping, that's nice too. And, you know, like I said, with the shish kebabs, you know, they do the hard part for you. All you got to do is just take off the, you know, the packaging.
Garlic pepper chicken. Look for it at Wise. It'll be prepackaged. Get the thighs. Get the drumsticks. Get the breasts. The garlic pepper is my favorite rub at Wise. Hannah Grotti's here. She's from Wise Markets. We call these Wise conversations. I'm getting up to the ice cream factory next month. We were supposed to do it last week. No problem. They're going to give me a better flavor later on in the month. We'll be up with Wise. Any last parting shots for you? We got rewards. We got all sorts of things happening. And I guess this time of year, we're usually doing like 4th of July. We said pumpkin already on the show and it's July, but we're getting toward that point of the year. The kids are going to be going back to school in a couple of weeks and things will be getting normalized a little bit. Give me a little bit of that, because once the kids go back to school, you guys have a rewards program. You do things locally that really a lot of other places don't do.
Yeah. We have a lot of, you know, we understand that a lot of parents are going to be super busy once the new school year starts. So, you know, with the prepackaged, you know, fruits and veggies, those can go perfectly well for kids, you know, quick breakfast or a snack or something good for their lunch boxes. Plenty of deli meats and cheeses for sandwiches. You know, anything that you can think of for a kid's lunchbox, we have to make it delicious and healthy. You know, we have some. We will be doing Wise for School. I know we'll definitely talk about that once, you know, the new school year comes around. And, you know, not only do we have groceries, but we also have back to school items too. You know, you can actually go to your local Wise Markets and you can find pens, you know, pencils.
I bought
notebooks.
This one there. This is my pen for my, it's four different colors.
Oh,
I found,
yeah,
I bought this
cool.
At Wise. Well, because I write in when I'm going to write, I need to write in different colors.
No, I do that too, but I can't remember the last time I had one of those, but a part of me is like, I need to have a pen in different colored ink. I don't know why, but it's an essential for me.
I talked about the first time I had a relationship with Wise where I'm shopping for you and working with you. We went in and I saw the pen and I thought, they got everything in here. We bought a fan at Wise a few days ago. Last week we bought citronella plants.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked about how much I hate mosquitoes, right? We've discussed this. So
yes.
Out in front of the store at the Joplin Harford store, they had two giant citronella plants. We've been talking about it all summer long. There were only two there. I said, get one for the left side of the patio door, one for the right side of the patio door. We're growing citronella outside. It smells like anti-mosquito to me. I love that.
And
you can get anything at Wise. You really can. It really is amazing how many different things you all have.
I know. Yeah. It still amazes me too. Like, you know, I've always been a Wise shopper growing up and it still amazes me to just like see all of the new things or the things that I've always missed growing up.
You can even get a Pizza John's pizza at some of the locations on the east side as well. Hannah Grotti from Wise Markets. We call them Wise Conversations. She's going to be giving me a tour of the ice cream factory up in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, man. You go up to Harrisburg, you roll Route 15 up through New Buffalo and Schmokin Dam. And on the way up to see Mark Messina, my buddy up in Montoursville and Williamsport, where the Orioles are going to be playing a couple weeks from now, up in Williamsport playing a game against the Red Sox. I'm going to check back in with you next week. We'll check back in. The Crab Cake Tour starts in 2 weeks. I'm going to have a signature crab cake, and I'm looking forward to coming up to Pennsylvania and jumping into – when I said Augustus Gloop, do you even understand that reference, or are you too young for that one?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, you had good parents, Anna Grotti. That's right, you did. The old one or the new – Gene Wilder, not the crazy Johnny Depp one, right?
I've seen both, so
okay.
I know – but I know which one that you like. I can definitely see which one you prefer.
It's because I'm old.
Oh no, I like the old one too. I like the old one too.
I never brought it to myself to see the remake. I just you know, the whole Burton Darkness thing and like how weird it is. I just thought, you know, I can probably live without the remake of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka, you know. But we mentioned Slugworth this morning in the house. So we make Willy Wonka references here all the time. Hannah Grotty's here from Wise Markets. I appreciate their sponsorship and our partnership. We always encourage you to go out and make a wise decision and shop with our friends at Wise up here on the north and the east sides of town and all over the state. I'm going to be going out to Frostburg. I'm going to be visiting out in Brunswick with Wise Markets friends and over on the Eastern Shore as well, where I hope they have some gold watermelon for me next month. I'll be scooping it out with my Wise scooper. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Ravens back in camp, Orioles back on the field, and the other nasty Nestor pitching against the Orioles. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.